One quarter behind us here at Freed Field in Mishawaka. Penn 7, Warsaw nothing. The Tigers putting together a drive much like the two that they put together in the first half and third quarter last week. They started this drive back at the 26-yard line with 8:20 left to play in the quarter. And now as we start quarter two, they've got the ball at the 31. Warsaw facing a third down and four. Heading now with the wind toward the north end of Freed Field. And now they have the wind at their back. And that changes everything because a field goal now is very much a possibility. Tollinger, left side, gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. They'll give him to the 30, and he got a yard, and that's it. What a hit there by Jackson Griffith, the senior, 6 foot, 214 pounds. Stood Zollinger up. Actually, they gave him inside the 30, so give him 2 yards to the 29. And here comes Mason Smythe on the field to attempt a field goal. Smythe will have the 20 to 25 mile an hour wind at his back. This will be a 47-yard try with Haubegger to snap it back to Daylor Villema to kick it. Remember, Haubegger's snap on the punt was not very good. Snap is good. Spot is good. Kick has plenty of distance, and it is plenty good. Right down the middle, 11-11 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw now trails Penn 7-3. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Smythe to run up and boot it. He drives it, but it's not. Oh, yes, it does go into the end zone. I thought that thing was going to die right there for Penn to be able to return it. They could not. So Zollinger with the touchback, and Penn will take over first down and 10 from their 20, leading 7-3 after Smythe makes good on his 12th field goal of the season out of 15 tries.
How about a three and out? Would that suit you, Roger?
I'd be okay with that. Quite okay with that. Looked like Warsaw was going to get one first time around. And then McCullough broke out of the pack and took off with it down the field for a 53-yard touchdown. That is the difference in the game. Now from the 20 going into the wind, McCullough wipes his hands, takes a snap, quick throw of the near side. It's caught. That's Kellen Watson, and he'll get out past the 25 and be marked very close to the first down marker, but short of it. They will mark him at the 29-yard line, so it's a gain of 9. That brings down second down and 1. And that's where Penn is really tough to stop because they can throw that little flip pass out to a guy like Watson and get 9 yards out of it on a play where they really didn't do a lot else.
They use their H-back and their tight ends extremely well in the pass game, Roger. They always have.
Second down and 1. Bayless to the right, and he'll take the fake handoff. And McCullough is going to dive forward and get the first down. Pole with the stop for the Tigers. But McCullough gets the required yardage. He gets 3 and moves the chains for Penn. And with 10:27 left to play here in the second quarter, Penn with a 7-3 lead gets a fresh set of downs.
Our defense has found out that the Penn quarterback's running ability is enough to where backside, you got to be disciplined. You can't fly out of there.
Ball in the near hash mark at the Kingsman 31. 7-3, Penn with the lead. First down and 10. And it's a handoff, and Beam is there to meet Bayless in the backfield again. A loss of 2 back to the 29-yard line, and that's 2 run stops by Beam, who came into the game with 35 solo tackles and 32 assisted tackles and 12 sacks on the season.
I think we need to defend whoever they put at H or their big tight end. They've gone to them a lot in big down situations, and this is one of them.
Second down and 12 again. This is a lot like the first time they had it. McCullough drops back to throw, looking, steps up in the pocket, takes off, beats a man at the 35, and gets knocked down near the 38-yard line. That's officially where he goes down. He gets 9 yards. He is 3 yards short of the first down, so Penn faces a third down with 9 minutes exactly to play in the first half. We knew this game would go by fast. It is going really fast with Penn leading 7-3. This is where Warsaw's got to get off the field here.
Yeah, this is a big play. I think the defensive staff is going to have to consider having a spy on the quarterback because he was really quick to decide to run that ball that time.
And Penn is very late getting the play in, and they're going to have to take a timeout. Timeout, Penn, 8:38 left to play here in the opening half. It's Penn 7, Warsaw 3. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 8:38 left to play, first half. Penn 7, Warsaw 3. Kingsman facing a third down and 3 at their own 38-yard line. Stay tuned coming up at halftime. It's the Colliers Family of Brands halftime show. We'll have the first half scoring. A couple minutes of local news. We'll update you on scores and have the first half stats. That's all coming up at halftime. Play action fake. McCullough rolling out with time, being chased by Heady. Throws it quick down the middle, and it's incomplete. He had a man open, the tight end, Bennett, at midfield, but the pass in the wind wobbled a little bit, and the Tigers hold, and they're going to get the ball back with a chance to take the lead with 8:31 left to go in the half.
They have a good punter, Roger, but I believe Villema, I think he's going to have to really get under the ball because, like you said earlier, the wind is going to chop this down.
I hope he doesn't try to touch it. Here's the punt. It's high. It's straight up in the air, and the wind knocks it down. It's going to land at the Tiger 45 and bounce backwards all the way inside the 45 of Penn to the 43-yard line. That punt went about 18 yards and then took about 8 yards straight backwards. Warsaw with their best field position of the game with 8:22 to go in it. First half trailing 7-3.
We've got to take advantage. That was a big break. The windy conditions here just really affected that punt, and there were no Penn kids around to be able to down it, and so we got a few extra yards there that, you know, gives us great starting field position with the wind. We need to score a touchdown, not a field goal here, to take control.
Offense on the field for the Tigers with a great chance here. The first part of this game looks so bad. Now all of a sudden things have completely turned around. Pitch back late. Egloff is going to turn up field. The flag is coming down. This will be an illegal block, and the Tigers, Egloff, gets about 4 yards to 39. However, this is going to cost the Tigers yardage and take away some of their momentum. Personal foul. Crackback block against Warsaw. So that's a big penalty. Not just a penalty, but a big one. That's a 15-yard walk-off that's going to take the ball back into Tiger territory. If I'm doing this right, it'll move the ball back to about the 43-yard line. And that's where they put it down. Warsaw has not committed a lot of penalties this season. 4, 5, 6 a game, but the ones they get tend to be big ones. And that was an obvious block right out in front of everybody. And it mattered to the play. So if you're thinking about all those things, it was the correct call, and it was one they had to make. So the first and 25 now for the Tigers. 8 minutes left to play here in the first half. Warsaw trailing Penn 7-3. Sullivan takes a look around. 5 on the play clock. Still not under center. 2 seconds, 1, and Warsaw's going to have to take a timeout. Timeout, Tigers, 7:50 left to play in the half. Penn 7, Warsaw 3. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tiger Talk tomorrow will be pretty busy. Coach Curtis will be in to talk about tonight's football game and either preview the regional or wrap up the season. After that, Lenny Krebs will be in for the first time this winter to talk about the girls' basketball season. They opened up on Wednesday with a 40-point win over Fort Wayne Northside. And then they play again tomorrow night against 3A number 2 Norwell. So he'll give us a preview of what should be a really entertaining basketball game with a lot of pace and tempo to it. And then on top of that, Shanda Hepler will be by. The volleyball coach will be in to wrap up her season as well. That's all coming up at 9 o'clock tomorrow on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw. First and 25, Tigers. Option play left. Sullivan keeps it. Gets across the midfield or the 45-yard line. Gets out to the 46. So that's a gain of 3 yards on a first down carry. Warsaw facing first and 25 from their 43 with 7.5 minutes left to play in the half. Penn on a 53-yard run by Nolan McCullough has given the Kingsmen the lead, and they lead at the moment 7-3.
We need a chunk play here, Roger, and I don't really care how we get it, but our situation down in distance, we got to have a big chunk.
Second and 22 from the 46. Sullivan from the near hash mark. Option play. Keeps it. Turns up field. Got hit at the 50 and spun down at the 50. He got 4 yards. And so it's third down and 18 coming up for the Tigers. Big thing here is you just don't want to make a mistake. You don't want to try to do something out of character. It'll be interesting to see how Penn plays this defensively. This certainly would be a passing down, but they don't look like they're going to let their guys creep too far down the field. Warsaw with Johnston and Nolan out to the right. Everybody else in the middle of the field, third down and 18. Sullivan on the reverse, hands off to Egoff, turns up field and gets 4 more yards. Give him 4 yards down to the Penn 46-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 12, and the punt team comes on for Warsaw, and that's about the best that you could expect from the Tigers on that particular sequence.
Well, I think we've got to be real careful here. This would be a great time to put one inside the 20 out of bounds.
Kingsmen have 2 men back deep, standing at the 10-yard line. Ball at the 46. Smythe standing at the moment at the 40. Good snap back this time. Smythe puts his foot into it. It's high, wobbly, short, and everybody's going to back away from it. Bounces the 15, goes inside the 10, inside the 5, and it's going to die at the 2-yard line. You can't do it any better than that. Somebody from Warsaw tried to catch that ball on the fly. Somebody yelled at them, hey, don't do that. And the ball rolls dead at the 2-yard line with 5:28 left to play in the half. Penn leading 7-3.
We need to take advantage. We got him in jail, and the wind obviously helped us. Our player not catching that ball in the air helped us. We had good coverage. Penn has an outstanding punt return game, Roger. They have been forever at running wall type of returns.
Kingsmen with the ball backed up in the shadow of their own goalpost at the 2-yard line, leading 7-3. McCullough from the pistol in the end zone. He has Bayless to his left. And he'll hand off to Bayless. And he gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. And Rosas and Johnston will stand him up and push him backwards. Give him 1 yard to the 3. Second down and 9 coming up for the Tigers. They've had very little and to no success running the ball up the middle. That's no surprise. This Warsaw defense only gives up 72 yards of rushing offense per game.
I think going against the wind like this, it'll be interesting how aggressive Penn is. I think that, you know, attacking the perimeter by the run is the best way to go.
Well, Coach Yeoman knows his team better than anybody, but I think he'd be crazy to get too aggressive. And they'll hand off, and this is Bayless again. He gets stood up at the 3 and goes down near the 3-yard line. They'll give him 1 yard to the 4. It's third down and 8 coming up for Penn. And that Warsaw front three of Rosas, Gabridge, and Beam are doing really good work here.
Roger, keep an eye on the clock, too, because Warsaw wants to be able to take advantage and try and score before the half. And using your timeouts might be considered by Coach Curtis here.
He's got 2 left after he had to take one in the last possession. The Warsaw fans, and there are plenty of them. I'm going to guess there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 fans over on that far side. Hooting and hollering, trying to encourage this defense to make a play here on third down. McCullough's going to throw from his own end zone. Dumps it out in the flat. Bayless turns up at the 5. He's the 10. He's got a first down. Out past the 12-yard line. He's all the way to the 15. That's a gain of 11 and a first down for Penn. Bayless caught that out in the flat, and he was wide open.
Well, back out of the backfield is a safe pass, and against the wind like that, Really good call. And, you know, he's fast, too. So it's just we got to cover better than that.
So the Kingsmen get out of jail and get the ball to the 15-yard line with 3:38 left in the half. They lead Warsaw 7-3. McCullough with Bayless to his right. Warsaw with a three-man front, linebackers in their normal place. And McCullough's going to keep it. Turn up field. He breaks the tackle. 20, 25, 30 up the near sideline. 35, 40, 45, and runs out of bounds on his own in Tiger territory. They'll mark him out at the 48-yard line. McCullough on the keeper, and the Tigers just couldn't get anywhere near him to bring him down.
Roger, it was exactly the same play that he scored on earlier. He makes a great cutback, and the over-pursuit on the backside people, this kid is too quick to make a mistake like that. We've got to, you know, be disciplined.
That's a 37-yard run for McCullough, who already has a touchdown run of 53 yards to his name from the Tiger 48. And the handoff to Bayless, and he breaks a tackle, breaks another, 40, 35, 30, and all the way down near the 29-yard line. Hold on, though. Hold on. There's a flag down back at the 50. This has all the looks of a holding penalty. And there it is, holding against Penn. And that's a huge, huge foul against the Kingsmen. Moves the ball back to their 42. 3:11 left to play here in the first half. Penn with a 7-3 lead. The Colliers Family of Brands halftime show is coming your way when that 3:11 runs out. Most teams, first and 20 is a passing down. Penn, not necessarily. Especially with McCullough back there, a play-action fake, and he might take off and go the opposite way that he sent the back is kind of their mode of operation. They have two wideouts left, one to the right. Bayless lines up on the near side. McCullough fakes the handoff. Quick throw far side, got a man wide open down the field, and into Tiger territory he goes. He lost the football. The officials, however, say he was down. Catch made by Tayshawn Bardo. However, there are two more flags down, one at the line of scrimmage and one way back in the backfield. That's real. Those are really interesting places for the flag to be down. McCullough didn't have the ball long enough really for holding, and Warsaw didn't really get close enough, I don't think, for roughing the passer. Let's see. Personal foul. Roughing the passer against the Tigers. However, ineligible man downfield against Penn. Those plays are those offset, and we go back to first down. So the Tigers get a huge break there. I couldn't believe that McCullough got roughed because he didn't have the ball long enough for anybody to get through. But yep, that's the call. And so with 2:40 left to play here in the first half, Penn still leading 7-3. Penn back to their 42-yard line, again facing first down and 10. Ball in the near hash mark, and the clock was running when that play started, so now the clock runs again.
It's tough when you've got a running quarterback and a really good halfback. You've got to be doing your job.
Tight end Bennett moves from left to right. McCullough fakes the handoff, takes off and runs up the middle, 35, over the 45, and trips. I don't know if a Tiger got him or he tripped over the 45-yard line. He got to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 5. It's second down and 15. The clock still runs. We're now at 2 minutes left in the first half. Penn with a 7-3 lead, trying to add on before halftime. And by the way, they get the kickoff to start the third quarter. Penn in the huddle, they break it. 14 on the play clock, game clock at 1:44. Two wideouts left, one right. Bayless is to the left of McCullough. McCullough's going to just take the snap and take off left. He gets hit by Chase Carl. He's thrown for a loss. It's a loss of only a half a yard, so it goes as no gain on the score sheet. But what a play by Chase Carl tonight through there. Break that play up. It's third down and 15 and a half now for Penn with 1:19 left, and Corey Yeoman not in any big hurry.
Eric Pohl did a great job to assist Chase on that play. Both of them really got off their blocks and got to the quarterback before he could get going.
Game clock down to a minute to play. Warsaw has two timeouts left. Let's see if they stop Penn here on third down, if they might take one in hopes of getting the ball back. They've got the wind. Play action fake McCullough. There goes Beam after him. He dives, didn't get him. Now on the near sideline, McCullough will dump it up the sidelines, and it's incomplete. Bennett caught the ball, but he was out of bounds, and now we have a flag down in the middle of the field with 43 seconds left to play in the half. It's against Penn. Jet Woodward's out there saying, Coach, go ahead and decline this. This is another ineligible man downfield. It is declined. It's fourth down, and Warsaw has forced Penn to punt. And again, after the last punt, Warsaw still with an opportunity to get some decent field position with 43 seconds and two timeouts left and maybe get themselves into field goal range before halftime. The punter is Austin Eisel. 19 punts for an average of 35.6, but kicking into a 20 to 25 mile an hour breeze, his last punt was only about 8 yards net.
I see where Warsaw doesn't even have a guy deep.
No, Iso will kick it away. It's straight up into the air. It's going to drift downfield and land at the 27 and bounce straight to the far side out of bounds at about the 29-yard line. And that's where Warsaw will have it with 34.8 seconds left in the half.
I think the triple reverse pass is probably a no-go at this point.
No, I would say not. No, I don't think that. I don't think that's a very good idea. Warsaw looks like they're in a kneel-down formation. Sullivan under center. Takes a snap, drops to a knee. Corey Yeoman doesn't look like he's at any interest in calling timeout. And both teams are running off the field. So we've come to halftime here at Freed Field in Mishawaka. It's Penn 7, Warsaw 3. The Kingsmen will get the ball to start the second half. The Collier's Family of Brands halftime show is on the way next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Everwise Freed Field in Mishawaka. Warsaw trails Penn at the intermission 7-3. It's time for the halftime show presented by Collier's Family of Brands. Collier's Heating and Air Conditioning for your indoor comfort. Collier's Fireplace Shop for cozy fireplaces and year-round outdoor grilling. And Collier's Solar for energy efficiency for your homes. Learn more at TrustColliers.com. Just two scoring plays in the first half. After Warsaw went three and out and punted, and a 53-yard run on third down for quarterback Nola McCullough for Penn at 8:20 of the opening quarter. The extra point by Dylan D'Addario, making it 7-0. The Tigers then, that really settled them down. They were able to really make some progress on offense, had a really good drive going, had to settle for 3 points on a 47-yard field goal at 11:11 of the second quarter. Mason Smythe made it 7-3 in favor of Penn. And that's where we stand here at halftime. 7-3 Kingsmen at the intermission. And when we come back, we'll have a couple of minutes of local news for you. And then we will give you scores from other games. And we'll certainly update you on the Crown Point Lake Central game. The winner of this game plays the winner of that game. And actually, I'm looking at the clock. That game hasn't even started yet. Well, maybe it's barely started. So we'll see if we can get an update from Steve on that. And then we will have the first half stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. That's all ahead here on the Halftime Show, presented by the Collier's Family of Brands on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here in Mishawaka, Penn 7, Warsaw 3. The Collier's Family of Brands Halftime Show continues with the first half stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Penn had 4 first downs 11 rushing attempts for 123 yards. But remember, one of those runs was for 47 yards, and another was for 53 for a touchdown. So they got 100 of their 123 rushing yards in the first half on two rushing plays. 4 of 6 passing for Nolan McCullough, 39 yards for a total of 17 plays for 162 total yards. No turnovers for Penn, although they did put the ball on the ground once, although he was ruled down, so not even a lost fumble or a fumble for Penn, and 3 penalties for 30 yards. Warsaw with 3 first downs, all on the same drive, 21 carries for 66 yards. That's about 3 yards a tote, and that adds up to 21 plays for 66 yards because they did not attempt a first half pass. Again, no turnovers for the Tigers and 2 penalties for 25 yards, and their penalties were costly. Remember, Warsaw, after a punt that bounced backwards because of the wind about 15 yards, Warsaw started at the Penn 43-yard line, but then got a 15-yard penalty for an illegal block right off the bat. So it was first and 25, and they got 11 yards and ended up having to kick the football. So not what you want at all from that, but all things considered, you had the opportunity to punt the ball, and you took it, but you had the opportunity to take the lead there with the ball at the 43, and you didn't cash in on it. Individually for the Tigers, in the first half of play, Drew Sullivan carried the ball 4 times for 10 yards. Ethan Egoff with 5 pitches for 14 yards. And Reed Zollinger in the middle, 12 carries for 42 yards. He's had an 8 and a couple of 5s, but some 2s and 3s as the Tigers still trying to find some running room against this vaunted Wild Bunch defense of Penn. 7-3, Penn with the lead. Those are the halftime stats. Brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. We start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.